Hi, friends. We're here for another night expedition. So this episode's probably going to be pretty short. Hey, there you are. Aren't you supposed to be out collecting glow sap? Let's explore at night. These areas have been improved for nightly expeditions. Sun-speckled terrace, new. So we defeated ancient arches. Now we can go to rugged scaffold. The danger level here isn't too high, but that doesn't mean a larger creature won't pop out and surprise you. Glow seeds 5? Does that mean we can get 5 glow seeds if we do it? Oh, we'll just have to see what's going on. So there's something else I figured out about the glow pigment. As you can see, glow pigment emit a very powerful light. You can use X to gather your glow pigment until they melt together and form one large glowing ball. Release them all at once and it creates a luminous and literally stunning effect, which I call a glow mob. Okay. One flash of that overpowering light and you'll witness all kinds of creatures cowering under this dazzling glow. So it's a charge-up attack like Ochi does, but then also as when they come out of charge mode, they land on top of the monsters. So that's, you know, on 99% of monsters, that's gonna give them the best damage position. Oh, there's more. Remember the glow seeds you picked up the other night? I took the liberty of putting them in your pack. Let me show you how to use them. Oh my gosh. First, select a glow seed from your pack. When you throw it, it will instantly create a glow Pikmin. Of course, they only work at night or in caves, so don't forget that. I mean, I think I'll save them for caves, right? Got our rugged scaffold. There's only so much stuff that's near to us. I think we can get one more. We want to look this way. Oh, we're getting a cutscene. Aha, glow pellets can be carried here too. From the looks of it, this could be a juvenile form of a luminol. If that's the case, then it's possible this could be connected to the luminol below ground. Maybe it could serve as an interim drop point when transporting glow pellets far away. Additionally, it seems like it could act as a decoy for the creatures to keep the luminol safe. It's small, but it shines quite brightly. Why don't we call it a tricknol? Good thinking! Try using it as a decoy, an interim drop point! Okay, whatever. Sure. We got 6 luminols. When luminols are get sprouted, they automatically appear with the captain. So you better protect the luminol. Work with Ochi on a solid defense. Okay. I guess there's only one. It looks like we only have one decoy in this particular setup. I think we got a few too many luminols munched. Gather the glow Pikmin you need first. Ah, he munched three! Alright, is there anyone nearby? Okay, so I don't see any monsters. So I think what I'm gonna do is try and run over and then loop around and grab some... Yeah, there are monsters on the field, but they're not on the radar yet. Which means they haven't come charging at us yet. Alright, now they're charging at us. They're charging at the Trick Knoll. Uh-oh. Oh, I forgot! I'm supposed to be charging up! Oh no! One of them got through our main base! Oh, that spirit bomb takes forever to charge up. Ah. Ochi, look out. Oh no, Ochi was knocked out. Oh no, Ochi. Let's hurry and get the poor little pup back to base. You're on your own for a bit, but don't give up on your mission. You can do this, Lokothor. We'll let Ochi rest in the base for a while. I'm sure he'll be fine. I get it. I freaking get it. Ochi was knocked out. I failed Ochi. Spirit bomb, spirit bomb, spirit bomb, spirit bomb! I'm impressed you defeated all those creatures. I wasn't even sure you'd survive the night. Okay. Whew. Honey. Amazing work tonight, as per usual. Wow. As per usual? What a compliment. Backhanded. Alright then, New Blood, go collect that glow sap. Encyclopedia. These load screens. Harvest successful. We got a cure pill. I guess I don't know what else to call this. We got a cure. We got a pup drive. We got six seeds. Good work. Looks like you're getting the hang of these night expeditions. I think you're ready. Next time you venture out, you can go wherever you would like to collect glow sap. The search for our pilot starts in earnest now, too. Rescue as many leaflings as you can. Let's cure them all. Copy that. Alright, that concludes this emergency meeting. Let's get to it. Okay. Well, secure energy source clear. Our new side mission, Cave Delving 2, explore 10 caves, we're at 8 out of 10. Alright, let's use our pup power. Oh wait, we gotta talk to a new person. Alright. Administer the cure at once! Okay. Yes, Captain! Corgwin, home planet Moyama? When it comes to work, he's thorough, fast, reckless, and presumptuous, which also describes his plan to build houses here. Good. Good. Our work doesn't end here. It's our duty to care for and protect anyone we've rescued and hear what they have to say. Harvest Glow Sap is our main mission. Let's talk to this Dendori battle. Hey, thanks for the sweet rescue. I'm a general contractor over at Moyama Construction. The name's Cargwin. Just like rescuing folks, construction is all about using your imagination and Dendori powers to get the job done. I was thinking you and I could join forces and train for Dendori battles together. Let's get those imaginative juices flowing. We'll buy for now. Oh, all set for now? Well, I'll see you later. I'm not sure what we get from a Dendori battle, but I know that I don't want to do it right now. I want to train Ochi. Heal. We could get higher levels of heal eventually, but I think Chomp beats. I think Big Chomp beats heal. Particularly Big Chomps 2 and 3. Ochi's remaining pup drive, 0. We've learned the jump attack Chomp. His wildest instincts awaken, and he leaps at creatures in the air so he can attack, like, flying bugs and stuff. Keep up the good work, and remember, no slacking! Alright. I think that's it. We're going to save and return to title. Yes, please return to the title screen. And that's enough Pikmin for this time! We'll do more Pikmin soon! Don't worry! Pick the mins! Goodbye!